Well, welcome back. We're at Chapter 7 of the Plain English Study Guide for the Amateur Radio Technician Class License. My name is Richard Clem, W0IS. I wrote the book on how to pass the test. And this little audio course will give you some more information about it. For more information about the book, you can find it at Amazon. Or if you just want to read more and find the rest of this audio course, that's available for free on my website at w0is.com. Chapter 7, we're going to be talking about some of the different activities you might participate in as an amateur radio operator. In no particular order, the first one we talk about is radio direction finding, or a hidden transmitter hunt. That can be a lot of fun. Somebody goes and hides with the transmitter, and you use your radio to go and find them out in the great outdoors. You want a directional antenna to do that. In addition to being a recreational activity, it can be used, it has a lot of practical value, giving you practice to find the source of interference or jamming. So that's why radio direction finding or hidden transmitter hunts are a lot of fun and useful. Another popular activity is contesting. Every weekend and sometimes during the week, there will be different radio contests going on. And usually during that period of time, you want to contact as many stations as possible. Sometimes you just want to contact stations in one particular state or one particular country. Sometimes it's just you want to talk to as many as you can. Generally, somebody is in a contest, they're happy to contact you, but send only the minimum information that's needed for that particular contest. Oftentimes, that's just a signal report and your location. In VHF contests, it's usually your grid square. A grid square or a grid locator is two letters and two numbers that identify your geographic location. So where I live, for example, in St. Paul, Minnesota, I live in EN34. So when I'm talking to somebody in a VHF contest, I will tell them that I am in Echo November 34, EN34. Stations a few miles north of me are actually EN35. So we exchange that information. It's a quick way of saying what your location is. That's called a grid locator or grid square. Can amateur radio be used for radio control? Yes, it can. Radio control is transmitting of telecommand signals to radio control models. That's one activity that amateurs are allowed to do. There's some regulations governing it, but it's a bona fide activity, and there's a question about it on the test. There are repeaters. We haven't talked too much about repeaters, but a repeater is a station that picks up weak signals and retransmits them. Sometimes those repeaters are linked together in a network. So I'm talking in the repeater here in Minneapolis, and it's linked up to the repeater in Duluth. I can talk to somebody in Duluth on my handheld. There are different ways that repeaters can be linked. One is through IRLP. Internet Radio Linking Project. The other one is Voice Over Internet Protocol, VOIP. Those are just different ways of linking repeaters, IRLP or VOIP. They will have node IDs to connect to a particular IRLP node. You generally use your touch tone pad on the radio, transmit the DTMF signals. And the repeater directory is a book that will tell you the codes for different nodes that you can connect to. That information is also available from your local frequency coordinator, or you can find it online. A station that links other stations from the internet is called a gateway. One popular system of linked repeaters is called EchoLink. EchoLink repeaters are linked together, so if I'm talking on my local repeater, I can connect up to another EchoLink repeater in Texas and talk to somebody my handheld radio in Texas. Another way that repeaters might be linked together is DMR, digital mobile radio. The thing you have to know about DMR is that they have different talk groups, so you can talk to people in your talk group. A lot of hams like APRS, Automatic Position Reporting System. That's an automated system that basically transmits your GPS coordinates. You can real-time tracking of where different digital stations are located. So that's just a rough look at some of the activities that amateurs can engage in. There are a lot of fun activities that you can do as a ham, and we just covered the ones on the test. In Chapter 8, we'll talk about some of our operating procedures as we continue this course. And once again, to find out more about it, just go to w0is.com, where you can find out more about this course and the accompanying book.